so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
Summer weather is here, and don't think you have to endure heat and humidity like someone locked up in an airless attic.
This lucky baby will sleep quietly through the night. Yes, no matter how high the temperature goes outdoors, this baby's RCA air conditioner will keep his room filled with cool, dry, fresh air and keep that room so comfortable and quiet, he'll never need a middle-of-the-night lullaby.
No, think of air conditioning as the latest dance craze in India, like Bhangra music. AC is coming to Asia in a really big way. Even 5 years ago, just 5% of India's 1.25 billion people had AC. In 2011, 13% in Mexico, about the same as in China. But as the prices drop and demand grows in developing countries, a new estimate suggests 700 million new air conditioners are expected to be installed by 2030, rising to an extra 1.6 billion units by 2050. Multiply this by 700 million. The average air conditioning unit in the American home releases about 2 tons of carbon dioxide each year. Do the math. That's what they're doing in San Francisco this week at something called the 7th Clean Energy Ministerial, all about how to lessen the climate impact from air conditioning. Durwood Zelke is attending that meeting today, but we got him up early to talk with us via Skype, and he says that while more air conditioners are on the way to India right now, it's mainly the rich who have access to them.
What happens is that they will turn on their inefficient machines when it gets hot. They'll crank up the cooling, and it will strain the grid so much, it will blow it out. They'll have brownouts and blackouts, and energy will be deprived for everyone in the society. So if you make the machine super efficient, you're going to be able to make them available to a broader array of citizens who will need them in a warming world. It's been 123 degrees Fahrenheit in India just the last few days. It's very, very hot, and people die at this temperature. So you need more cooling.
What's the technology that's required to make these super efficient air conditioners? And can you make a cooling scheme that doesn't rely so heavily on electricity that might be more sustainable and more, work the way old style architecture would work in the desert, for instance?
There is technology, though, and we have on the market already. Japan has a requirement for top runner. They benchmark appliances, including air conditioners, that are the most efficient. And then they tell all other manufacturers, you have so many years to achieve this same level of efficiency, or you can't manufacture your appliance. China, which makes 70% of the world's air conditioners, is looking at this exact type of regulatory structure right now. And they're under a legislative mandate to improve their efficiency. We expect them to move up fairly high, but they need more incentive and more technology assistance. That's what the SEM is about. Bring the ministers, bring the companies, bring the technologists, bring the researchers like Lawrence Berkeley and my team, and share the best technologies. This includes your compressor. So that's about 80% of your energy use. It includes your heat exchangers. Find the best in the world, put them together in a machine that's affordable. You'll be able to save a tremendous amount of energy and climate. And the time to do this is right now, because the world is going to change the refrigerants. Right now we're using something called hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. And for the last several years, the countries of the world have debated amending the Montreal Protocol to phase down these refrigerants in favor of climate-friendly alternatives. There's a big meeting coming up in Vienna and a final one in Kigali, Rwanda, where we anticipate this amendment will pass, and it will require that this refrigerant be changed.
Is there a constituency that's pro-air conditioning, that's pushing back on this, that's going to make this a difficult consensus to reach?
Yes, it takes some patience, it takes some education, some insight to show ministers, for example, that these inefficient air conditioners are stealing their electricity. So Prime Minister Modi of India really faces a choice. Right now, people could say, well, you're providing air conditioning to the elite, and that is stealing energy from the 300 million people in India who have no access to energy. So, and because the growth curve for the air conditioning is so high, 10 to 15% in India, fastest growing region in the world, there'll be more energy devoted to this and less available to the 300 million who don't have it. So the Prime Minister can say, and I think his team is leaning in this direction, if we make these machines super efficient, we will save enough energy, according to Lawrence Berkeley, to avoid building up to 1,600 medium-sized peak power plants just by 2030. And that energy we can then share more equitably with people who don't now have access to it.
Derwood Zelke is at the 7th Clean Energy Ministerial Meeting. He's president of the Institute for Governance and Sustainable Development and participating in that event. Derwood Zelke, keep cool and good luck with the making progress.
Thank you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.